This Sunday, side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino calls them as they sees them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinions, and outright bullshit regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp at mechanical trickery never before revealed over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Chris and Ray cuss each other down the track and barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil. All that and much more this Sunday at high noon on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and live feed, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free. Every Sunday at noon on WHPC. Take the Long Island Expressway to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the sign saying no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway. Go ride on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Sunday!
Yeah, you may wonder what's with that funny music.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, we're taking a little trip back in time today. This is the 20th anniversary show for Motormouth Radio, so we figured we'd unearth some old bed music that we used to use.
I was like, wait a minute, what was that?
What was what?
that time mind warp that you just played. That was the original Motormouth Radio music that we used to use.
That is original bed music. That's correct.
Wow. Holy smokes. That threw me there for a second.
Echo.
What's up, Robbie?
You're getting echo.
I know. I have an echo. I don't know where it is. Rob just informed me we have an echo, and he's right.
Oh, good.
Because I have it in my headphones.
Okay, so figure it out. I'll wait. That's fine.
That's the Mac. I need Adobe for Chris. That's my Zoom call, yes.
That's how it's Chris. This is the Motormouth Radio 20th anniversary show, and of course we would have technical difficulties during the program. Of course, that's what we do here. Technical difficulties and Motormouth Radio go hand in hand.
Oh, yeah.
As we embark on our next 20 years, which is just an insurmountable thought in itself, is that we would probably do this for another 20 years. We're going to be old and still having technical difficulties. How do I sound?
Yeah.
How do I sound now?
I remember back in the past, we have done a few shows where we talked about the lineage, how we got here, and all the co-hosts that have been on the show.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And it's monumental if you think about it. But yeah, here it comes. You got a piece of paper. Here we go. Ray. Oh, two sheets. Two sheets, no less. We could be here a while. Unfortunately, this is only an hour program with technical difficulties abounding here on this Motormouth Radio 20th anniversary program. Hopefully, we can get through this.
Yeah, the two pieces of paper are actually the what
you
call.
Now I can't hear you at all.
Oh, really?
Thank you so much for shutting my volume off. I can't hear you.
Oh, very good. Let's see.
Bring me back up. You shut me off. I have no concept of hearing you right now.
You should be hearing me now.
Nope, can't hear.
You should be hearing me. Yeah, you should be. Let me see. How's that? Oh, now I can't hear you. There we go. Got it. The bright buttons.
Okay.
What a way to kick off the...
Should do this next week.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah.
Yes. Say thank you, Rob.
And thank you, Kim. Yes.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Kim.
So
where were we?
Oh, that's right. I had to ask Kim a question because I don't see my the new promo in here. So I'll get her on the break. I'll catch you later. That's all right. It's not a biggie. The bigger thing is these two sheets of paper. And if this CD in CD Deck 3 works, we'll have a show. If not, Kim, I couldn't find the new promo.
I put it in there.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was a new promo.
You want me to get a broom and sweep up? We should do that too.
Yeah. You took the old one out. That's good. Mm-hmm. I just didn't right. see the new one.
Get in the right category.
Possibly. So, Chris, if you want to give a little synopsis of what we're going to do today, we're going to be live on tape pretty much, but we'll be here just in the background. So let everybody know what is going to happen on Motor Mouth Radio.
Basically, what we decided to do was sit down and compile some of the best stories that we had throughout the last 20 years. And, you know, after 20 years, I thought it was a good idea to reflect. I mean, I don't want to be a guy that always dwells on the past, even though I'm pretty good at it. But I wanted to see what we had done with Motor Mouth Radio in the last 20 years. And I thought about it, and I realized, yeah, we didn't really do too much. But I was able to put together a montage of all the stories of the significant events and the significant stories that we had throughout the time we've had together. And, you know, it was pretty significant. If you think about it, there were some stories that we had that they ran long. And I know we have an audience that has a kind of like a, I like to think that we have a short attention span. So I figured we can't use any long stories, and we couldn't use any stories that were just too chaotic. We've had a lot of those.
Right.
I don't know if you remember, we've had a ton of chaotic stories where everybody's on mic talking. And I listened back to some of those and went, oh, can't use that. No one knows what anybody's saying. And I think we've had a couple of years of Motor Mouth Radio where that was the case, where I just turned all the mics on. Everybody talked at once. And then an hour later, I turned all the mics off. But anyway, it wasn't an easy task to compile all the stories, but I really did come up with some content that I thought was pretty cool. We're not going to introduce each and every one of them. If we were to do that, it would take forever. So we're not going to do that. We're just going to play them out. And we're not going to focus on the individual telling the story, but the story itself or the event that they were able to share with us.
Right.
Now, you may recognize some of the voices. You may even be a voice yourself. You never know. There could be a chance that we've had listeners that have told significant stories in the past as well, right? So this thing runs about 40 minutes. It runs in two parts.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play part number one now. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll play part number two.
We'll take our requisite break, right?
Right. And it starts with show number two back in 2002.
Wow.
It ends with last week's show.
That's right. And, you know, for what people, you know, if fans and listeners of the show know that we do, we've typically done a Mother's Day show where we would take bits from that past year.
Right.
Great stories from the listeners and guests and encapsulate it. This is just a bigger version. It's a bloated version. Well, not really, because Mother's Day show goes a whole hour, too. But this is this scans 20 years. So you're going to hear voices you may not know. And,
right.
And the thing is, there's people on here. When I listened to this, this was like looking through an old photo book, and I was getting kind of weepy because there's a bunch of people on this special who aren't here anymore. You know, we've lost listeners and friends of this show, and that really puts it in perspective when you look at, you know, how time is gone. And I know I just want to make a quick mention that we do have a listener and fan of this show who is going through a great loss in his family right now. Today, 12 o'clock, they're officiating a ceremony for a loved one. So, hey, our hearts and minds go out to him and to everybody and all of our lost friends. We think about these people all the time. And it's great to be able to laugh with them again, like I did when I listened to this thing so many times. Just sit back and, you know, you can laugh till tears come down your eyes because the interchange that the listeners have given us, Chris, is a gift that we could never repay.
Oh, my gosh, you're absolutely right. And that's a perfect way of putting it, too.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
So you know what? With that, let's start off with, you know, it's all in this CD player. If this thing doesn't work, we'll be back live talking to you. This is what I hate the most. I told my wife, I'm really nervous about today. She goes, why? I said, I'm nervous because I'm running this thing off a CD, and we know that players don't always work. There's been times Kim's in here pulling the player out of the rack and disassembling it to fix it as we're doing, just so I can have music. So
we'll play it next week. When have we ever done anything according to plan?
Right. So let's see what happens. Let's kick it off, and I'll be riding the levels. It's going to be an up-and-down ride. And enjoy it. Enjoy it. We'll be back at the bottom of the hour to take our break.
And that's what this is, the Motormouth Radio 20-year montage.
Right.
And it's introduced by our own Motormouth Radio manager, Rob Leonard.
So let's hear what Rob had to say, and let's sit back and enjoy it. Hit it.
Motormouth Radio, I have been told officially that this is going to be their best show ever. And you might say, well, Rob, come on. You know, we've heard this before. They've been doing the show for 20 years now. 20 years? Holy crap.
20 years
they've been doing this show. They started in, actually, this is the 20th year. Oh, my God. That's incredible. And it was my idea, by the way.
It's all because of you, Rob.
I went to Chris Switzer in the lunchroom at our other job, and I said, you should be on the radio. Because people would come up to him in the lunchroom and say, hey, Chris, how do I fix my car? And Chris would go, well, what do you want to do? And they say, well, I want to change the spark plugs. And they say, well, you don't have to change the spark plugs. Get away from me. That's what he said. He said, get away from me.
You're listening to the Motor Mouth.
An exciting trip over here.
Yeah, can you believe it? I mean, of all people, the Motor Mouths. I'll let you tell the story.
Well, okay. We had a little car trouble that turned into a lot of car trouble.
Right, and this is a perfect example of exactly what our show is all about.
That's true. How we turn into MacGyver after a while.
And how quickly we become stressed.
Driving over here on the Bell Parkway, I think we just passed Kennedy Airport, and all of a sudden, what did it look like to you?
It looked like a typical, just plain plastic shopping bag that you'd get at any grocery store or supermarket, and it appeared that it was blowing across the three lanes.
And what happened when we hit it?
We hit it because obviously it didn't pay to try and steer out of the way of a blowing shopping bag.
Probably would have wrecked the car that way.
It made the most horrendous noise underneath the car, almost like an explosion. So Chris and I looked at each other and said, ooh, that's not good.
That wasn't good.
And then we just waited with that typical face of, this is about to hurt. It just hasn't started hurting yet. Sort of like when you stub your toe.
Well, it's that dead silence. Right, let's listen. Let's look at the dashboard. Let's make sure everything is going well.
And lo and behold, the scent of gasoline
started to permeate into the car.
Or as they say, wafting in.
Yeah, it certainly did. We had some serious wafting going on.
So now we decide, should we pull over? And I'm smelling and smelling and saying, how strong does it really smell? You know what? It smells strong enough that we may want to pull over to the side of the road.
Yeah. So that's what we did. Pulled over and found a nice gouge in the tank.
I mean, the million-dollar wound.
Yeah.
What will you do?
So now we have to figure out, okay, do we keep driving? Okay, do we stop at a gas station? Okay, what do we do? What do we have to do? We have to do something. We have to do it fast.
Right. And after a quick stop and trying to explain to them we need something that would repair a leaking gas tank, we were pointed in the direction of some auto parts store, which is not open on Sunday.
Turned out to be closed.
Right.
So it was a good idea. I think we both came up with it at the same time.
Yes.
To use bubble gum.
Ta-da!
And why did we use bubble gum?
Because the sugar will not dissolve in gasoline.
That's right.
Motormouth!
I'm out of gas! I have to stop. You have to coast as far as you can. I coasted, put the car in neutral, coasted into a gas station on the right side of the pump, and I only had $2.50.
Did you swab him for the back of hamburgers?
Yeah, that's right. I gave the guy $5 for the hamburgers.
Gravity was your friend.
Oh, gravity was my God.
Right, right.
Gravity was my God.
Motormouth!
Okay. And you just say you're giving your car to your nephew.
Now, I can do that on this end in Colorado.
Yeah. When you send the title out with that form there, this way it'll be honored in New York.
Okay.
All right. And now you also, wait a minute, let me just...
Hold on, Gene.
Are you in Colorado now, Gene?
You bet. I'm staring at the beautiful Rockies.
All right.
Okay.
You know, this is how dead I am. I got in at 6:30 this morning. This is my sister. I just realized I'm going, gee, my sister has that truck. Hi, Gene. And I just got telling her, can I go to Colorado? My sister lives there.
You want to go, right.
Was this supposed to be a birthday present?
This is the only chance I get to ask my questions.
Yeah, that's true. Right. I'm so busy.
Mike, that's great. Mike just gave us stupid studio tricks. Look at this.
Yeah.
Motor mouth.
I take the car out. I rev it up. I open up the side exhaust, so I got straight open headers. I popped it. I guess it was about 3,500, 3,800. Came out a little too hard. So the car launched. Wheels came off the ground. I said, wow, this is great. So what do? You power shift.
I would.
Yeah, I did. Lost control of the vehicle. I mean, the car went side to side to side to side, jumped the curb, hit 22 bicycles, took the whole rack out.
Load them out.
I mean, back then, you threw wheels, tires on it, and you raced it.
You betcha. No,
there were cars, like, basically right out of the, right, you know, right off the street. People had, you know, they didn't want them anymore. They give them to you, or you get them from the local junkyard. And you did a few little things to them. You took, you trimmed the fenders a little bit with a torch. Just sort of the fenders didn't hit the tires.
Right.
And off you went. You were a race car driver.
And you were a race car driver.
And that's how I started.
Load them out.
Laura, what kind of car do you want to buy when you start driving in a couple of years?
A Porsche.
Oh!
Ouch!
Hey. I thought you're selling some of your collection.
When did you go to Porsche?
What?
When did you change to Porsche? It used to be something else.
Oh, these kids today.
You did tell us what she wanted.
She wanted a Z3.
Z3.
And then she upped it to a Z4.
Fine. No more.
Well, she wants me to put an automatic in the Fiat. I said, nah, that's...
Ray's not going to be on Sundays anymore. He's going to have to get a side job to buy the Porsche.
Yeah, right.
Load him out.
We drive to York, Pennsylvania on the motorcycles. The Bolt. Negative terminal of his battery.
That's a whole nother show.
Flies off.
That's a whole nother show.
I got to take bolts off my license plate to get his bike running.
That's a whole nother show. And we are going to get into that. Mr. Duck, here comes Tony's clutch lever towards me on Ocean Parkway. What the heck is that? Duck, and it goes over my head, hits Frankie's bike, and I said to him, what the heck was that? He goes, oh, my brake lever. I go, did you put the clip on I gave you 2 weeks ago? No, where are they? Sitting on my toolbox. So let's not even go there, okay? Let's not even go there.
Load them out.
What? If I need at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday, if I need a Christmas tree air freshener, I know where to go.
They don't even have the good ones.
If I can get the freaking hubcaps with the spinners on them,
yeah.
I know where to go. But a power steering hose.
I want a pair of dice. They have
that's
dice.
A part, man. Dice. Yeah, that's true. A real part.
So, like, Monday morning, I call up Coney Island Auto Parts. I love these guys.
They're a real auto parts store.
Sawdust on the floor, right?
You could tell. I get on the phone with the guy. I go, do you have a power steering hose for a Bronco 2? Guy goes, yeah, $26. Didn't even look in the book.
No.
Didn't even look in the book. Yeah. So why are these stores open at 5 o'clock on
just to sell air fresheners for the people that are cleaning, washing, and waxing their cars.
Load them out.
So, Frank, Chris mentioned something about those Cobras. How tough was it racing against those Cobras? Because those cars were the... Everybody, you know, the Corvette was always the top car, but the Cobras were the really, they were built to do one thing and one thing only.
They were animals.
So how was it racing against those Cobras?
Well, it was so challenging that I love challenges.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, of course, this is...
Yeah, you came to do this show. So we know that you're not a man that does things the easy way. We know that already.
Being a hard-nosed guy, I just found it as an insult that those people with large sums of money were able to control the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, having a small shop and being a small man, I found it a challenge to such a point it was an obsession.
Mm-hmm.
The obsession was that I had to be competitive.
Load them out.
Well, you're also saying a sledgehammer, you know, against on the tire, not on the rim. But remember, it's gonna.
Man, you guys are talking real dangerous.
Remember,
I'm out of this.
When you hit that tire, that sledge is gonna bounce.
Yeah.
So don't be like.
Rubber hammer hit me in the head.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I've done.
Rubber
I've been.
Hammer bounced off the tire, came back, hit me in the forehead.
I've done that. And
I feel better now.
Well, yeah. I know. Clears up a lot of things.
From New Orleans.
Load them out.
The good wire brush that has all the bristles all pointing in the same direction?
I was just going to say, and I must interject, folks.
Please.
After having the visual and knowing what your fingernail cleaning brush looks like,
you
got me laughing, thinking that, yeah, you have a wire brush where all the bristles point in one direction. Right. You probably have more directions than a compass rose.
You know what it looks like?
It's like a wire ball. Yeah. I know. And folks, I haven't seen it. I just know him all too well.
It's a wire ball.
Yeah, I believe
at
it.
The end of a stick.
Uh-huh, sure.
Motor Mouth.
Let's go back to the phones and back to the you-know-what. Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hi, this is Lorraine.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hey, Lorraine.
I'm on my way to church, believe it or not, at 12:15, and I'm late.
God bless you.
I just wanted to be the gravy on your meat.
Well, Chris is dripping right now as you say that, Lorraine. You
should... it made my husband stand up, too.
My Lord, and you're on your way to church. You better say an extra Hail Mary today, okay?
Yeah, I do, but am I the gravy on your meat?
Yeah, I guess you are.
Motor mouth!
Hi, you're on with the motor mouths.
Finally, you got somebody on the show that knows what he's talking about. Jesus. Welcome back, Mike.
Hey, what's up,
Mike? I know that was coming.
Yes, the angry mechanic himself is on.
Mr. Smiley.
Somebody that makes sense.
that's only when I'm drinking.
Don't worry, I'm doing that for you.
There you go.
Vote him out.
You got a little problem now because I'm going to tell Chris exactly what the gig is. Yeah. With the guy he sits next to, which is you, Ray.
Oh, no. Okay.
Vote him out. Hey, you cheating heart. Who you tell on you? You cry and cry and try to sleep. But sleep won't come the whole night through. Hey, you cheating heart. We'll tell on you.
Vote him out.
Kevin.
This is Kevin. Yeah, the guy
in
the
phone. Watch my mouth. Kevin.
Did you say Bonnie?
Oh, watch my finger.
No, that was a...
Oh, yeah. She fits the show.
Good Kevin.
Vote him out. We went to, we did a Geraldo Rivera excavation last week.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And it was getting into the garage where a certain old car presides.
Right.
And there were no keys to the locks that are on the hasps on the doors.
To the garage, right.
To the garage. So now it's okay. I had the okay to break the hasp off the door.
Right.
It was either go home, get the bolt cutters, but who wants to do that? So I get my Fiat toolkit, which gives me a pry bar about 6 inches long. And I'm prying and working, and nothing works. Well, I found out, no, you have to do this, folks, with a guy from Brooklyn. Because now Chris goes out to his Bronco and comes back with a regular tire iron, a foot and a half long. He had the B&E tool necessary.
I call it the key.
The key. And the key worked to bust the hasp off the door. So if you're going to go and do this stuff, folks, just bring a guy from Brooklyn or the Bronx, one of those neighborhoods with you, because they know how to do this stuff. And needless to say, we were in that garage lickety-split.
Yes.
Vote him out.
Let me ask you, what do you think about the gas prices these days with the State of the Union here?
Guys, this is a serious thing. Here's what I'm going to do to beat the gas crisis.
Don't tell me. You're going to bust out your 81 Rabbit diesel and run it on cooking oil.
How'd you know that?
Because here, the Motor Mouth staff is so in tune with our listeners, we know what you're going to say before you say it.
I like that.
Did you hear me on 92.3 FM the other day?
Hey, we have hooks all over this industry. People call us, they write us, they tell us, hey, your call is a call in my show. What's going on over here? The radio chick called me at home one night.
We got spies.
Come on, you're kidding me.
We got spies on top of spies, my brother.
You're not watching what I'm doing right now, are you?
Well, I don't want to say, we can't say. Greg, let's just say that the Motor Mouth crew goes deep into the... we like to be in touch with our listeners, and we're glad we know a little bit more about you. Or maybe we're going to be scared. I don't know.
Motor Mouth!
What? God is your co-pilot, at least for a mile.
I don't care if it rains or freezes.
As long as I got my plastic Jesus.
Riding on the dashboard of my car seat.
I can do 100 miles an hour,
as long as I got the old mile an hour. My pair of fuzzy knives.
Motor Mouth.
Oh my God, it's the Motor Mouths. They're so cool. Ooh, I love them. Ooh, Chris Switzer. Ooh.
I forgot Ray Guarino.
Ray Guarino.
No, I remembered. I was just dramatic pause.
Motor Mouth.
Almost. Hold on. Here we go.
All right. Woo! Nice.
It lives.
Don't crank that fast.
No.
Neither do we.
Motor Mouth.
Really, really such a shame.
Mm-hmm.
They had done that article, which was supposed to be about us, and wound up being, yet again...
about Dina.
Yeah. Now, that was in news, then.
That was, yes.
I got to tell you something. Just interject a little.
15 years of drag racing?
Yeah.
Haven't been on any front covers.
John, Andrew, you're not...
I've had two.
I might not say much, but those things I'll say.
Andrew, let's say you're not a bad-looking guy, but you're just not as cute.
Yeah, I heard that.
Motor Mouth.
Got to ask you.
Yeah.
What'd you do on Thanksgiving?
Okay.
Come on.
I met some homeless veterans from the, we call it the Yaphank Shelter. It's actually Suffolk County United Veterans. It's a shelter in Yaphank that was actually an old hotel at one time, or an old motel that was donated. The population there is in the area 25 to 30 guys on an average basis. I've been doing this for a few years. I had seven guys physically show up at the diner, and another four that couldn't be there due to illness, or actually two guys had to stay on duty at the shelter. So we sent back dinners for them.
Nice. So you've brought the homeless veterans to the diner and gave them a Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, yeah, in a roundabout way, they have a transport van that physically brings them there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had dinner with me, and Dale stopped in for a while and had coffee and talked to the guys.
Yeah.
I had six Vietnam era veterans and one Desert Storm veteran.
Wow.
Who I turned into an Army guy by accident. He was actually in the Air Force. But the essence of this is that it's not me. I'm just make a phone call. We're having dinner, and I see the maitre d' motioning towards me with this fella. And the guy comes over and he goes, "Oh, I just came down to make a donation because I heard it on the Motor Mouth radio." I said, "Well, you know, I appreciate that and everything." Now, we're out in the sticks of Suffolk County
compared to here.
And I'm talking to the guy, and then it dawns on me. I says, "How did you get the show out here? Because I can't get it out here." He goes, "No, I get the show in Hempstead." I said, "Wait a minute. You drove from Hempstead to the diner to make a donation."
And I know what that trip feels like.
"In holiday traffic." He says, "Yeah." I said, "Well, you know."
I got to tell you, Dennis, when Chris and I left on Thursday, your call was in the last segment of the show. And it really solidified and gave us a purpose for that show, because at least it was a real feel-good segment.
Motor Mouth!
Have to leave the car in the parkway and get, you know, one of the highway guys to tell me. And I said, "No, got to get home, got to get home." And I got the car home by sheer determination and stupidity, because I should have all my rights got out and ran, and I didn't. I stayed with the ship. Call me Nemo.
Bullet holes riddled through the side of it. You're flying it back.
Yeah, I'm like Sonny Corleone, you know? I'm driving through the toll booth. You can't get me.
Yeah, you would change the plot of The Godfather. You'd make it back home.
Of course, yeah. I'd get home, die on the couch. Right. Mama! Poof. Yeah, ruin everybody's day.
Motor Mouth!
How could anybody watch Mike and the Mad Dog on the Yes Network? It's bad enough you got to listen to him, but they got it on television.
Mikey, I tell you. Yeah.
They got on TV. You're going to watch them talk about sports? It's like
Casey Stengel was the best coach ever in history.
It's like listening to someone talk about cars. Okay, maybe.
I think you crossed the line there. I think that you just put a hole in your foot there, buddy. No, but you know what? We talk about cars, but we'll talk about the football and baseball guys, too.
Motor Mouth!
It took us all day Saturday to make the switch over from top gas to top fuel. Uh-huh. And at 6 o'clock at night, Mike decided we were going to fire the car up.
Right.
And he was going to set the injectors. And I said, okay, where are we going to do this? We're in the middle of New York City.
Yeah.
So he says, there's a housing development out where I live, out in Deer Park.
Uh-huh.
So he says, we'll take it out there. So we got out there about 7 o'clock at night, and I put the gas mask on, and they cinched me in the car and push-started the car and fired it up, and Mike came over and set the injectors, and he gave me the signal just to give it a little squirt to check the clutch.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped on the throttle, and I run it about four blocks. I had to be doing, in the back roads of Deer Park, had to be doing 180 miles an hour.
Yeah, nice.
Pull the parachutes, pull the fuel shut off, hit the kill switch, and I looked up. There's a police car coming in on the right-hand side.
Sure.
And
did you wave at him, too?
I said to myself, well, we're not going to Connecticut tomorrow. Tomorrow's out.
Wow.
And they had pulled up alongside of me, two cops in the car, and they both got out, and they stood there looking at me, not knowing what they should do or how they should handle this.
And
I'm saying to myself, where do I go from here? I can't tell them, I wasn't speeding.
I didn't know.
Right, there are parachutes that are deflated behind you.
And sure enough, there were two hot rodders, motorheads, that they come over to ask questions about the car, and they wished us luck.
Motor Mouth!
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. That is the first segment.
Part one.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. No, you know what? Billy Lynch wasn't the last segment. Gun Talk was the last segment.
Gun Talk.
I jumped the gun.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
I don't know where the mark is. I don't know what the timestamp was.
Oh no!
We'll play. You know what? We'll play it. We'll play it next week for people. I'll come back and redo it because now I don't know how far to go back. Otherwise, I'd be able to. So
okay,
we're at the bottom of the hour with minor snafus throughout this one. And
of course, we have to do the show over again next week.
That's right. And of course, as people know, at the bottom of the hour, we do the voodoo that you do, which is the. What the hell do you call that thing you do again? Oh, that's coming up in the next segment. I'm sorry.
That's what we call it, though. What the hell you call it at the bottom of the hour. But yes, to those in the know, it's the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. And this week, if you remember where you were when you first heard this program, were you in the car when you first heard Motormouth Radio? And did you hear something that made you almost drive off the road? Were you having breakfast on a Sunday morning and you heard something on the show that made you spit out your orange juice? Were you a listener in a garage and heard something on the show that made you look at the radio and scream your head off? Well, if you remember where you were or what you were doing when you first heard Motormouth Radio, when you were first subjected to this program, then you are part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. There you go.
Excellent. And to help ease the pains of future shows, if you tune in Tuesdays at 3:30 to Herbally Yours and listen to Ellen Kamai, you can hear the show called The Natural Nurse. Well, it's hosted by The Natural Nurse. The show is Herbal Yours, which focuses on current issues in natural health, such as health foods, natural foods, herbs, essential oils, and mind-body techniques, which, boy, you could use it if you're listening to this. So we'll take our bottom of the hour break, then we'll come back for a quick hello, and we'll do our second half of the show. So stay tuned. Motormouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Chris Switzer, 90.3. Keep it where you got it.
This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision, with two locations in Limbrook and Oceanside, who remind you that New York State law says you always have the right to choose which shop will fix your car. CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision offers a full range of services, 24-hour towing between Montauk and Manhattan, shuttle service, and they can help you with a rental car arrangement if needed. All repairs include the CarStar Lifetime Nationwide Warranty, ensuring that the experts at Celebrity Chase Collision are always on your side. More information is available by calling 516-593-0920 or visiting online at celebritychasecollision.com.
You're listening to the Motor Mouth.
Hello, gentlemen.
Next
you guys
one.
Call yourself hot rodders. Come on, man.
I was waiting for you to learn how to trim my bonsai plant.
Motor Mouth.
Love the show and keep them coming.
You have to excuse me. I was just outside messing around with the car.
I'm reluctant to say I'm anything like you guys.
Motor Mouth.
But I am exactly like you guys.
I try and keep every old thing going. Good show as usual.
Motor Mouth.
You guys are trouble.
I know you guys have your finger on the pulse of stuff.
I'll train staff of two will help.
Come on and ask and answer some car questions. I'm a fountain of useless knowledge.
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
Instructions are just another man's opinion, Ray.
Yeah, I talk to you guys when I need you. I appreciate you. I listen to you.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
I'll be glad to answer any questions for you. I can.
You're different because you glow in the dark, so it's all good.
Rob, can I ask you a question?
Sure, ask anything you want.
Motor Mouth!
Have you heard from Ray or Chris saying that this was going to be the best show
It's funny because Gray will come in and say, well, Rob, this is going to be the greatest
show
we've
ever done.
It's
not Sunday morning until I'm sure.
And sometimes Chris.
Motormouth Radio is going to be the best show that was ever done.
And then Chris will sometimes joke that it's going to be the worst show they've ever done.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Motormouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
My name is Carl Anthony with Automoblog and AutoVision News, and you're listening to Ray and Chris on Motormouth Radio, WHPC 90.3 FM.
All right, and we are back with more Motormouth Radio. Chris, that was a good, I forgot to pre-sell that one. That was our new promo that we played that, of course, you make this stuff up and, well, you don't make it up. You compile it from phone calls. And again, I thought, I was happy when you did that because that was a keystone of the show was always the promo, and we didn't have them for a while and I missed them. I was actually going to start playing old ones just because they're so good. And
thank you.
Yeah, and there's a new one. So in the middle of all of this retro stuff that we're doing, there was another new promo, which is great. You may find that you're on it. And if you are, I think you owe Chris like a Striadel and maybe a little bit, a cup of black coffee. I don't know.
I love good radio, and that's what we're doing today.
So
we're
what are you doing here?
Yeah, we're celebrating. Well, we'll call it good radio, but we're celebrating the highlights of the last 20 years of Motormouth Radio
Right. Here
on this program. And we've compiled a whole bunch of stories, and we're not introducing them all because we'd still be here well into the next three or four shows on this Sunday.
Yeah.
But we are playing the stories and featuring them on this 20-year anniversary of Motormouth Radio.
Right.
And just all I have to say is, Ray, after 20 years, I'm sorry.
Yep. We have just enough time to get the second segment in. So let's kick it off with a story about how to not get an expired inspection sticker with Chris and Ray on 90.3 WHPC. Hit it, Mark.
Motormouth. The car was sitting there in the street. Now I noticed that the inspection had expired.
Oh, yeah.
What I had done, I went out and I got some whiteout.
I hear it coming already.
You did not.
Oh, yeah. I chopped up a little bit of a black Crayola crayon, made a little mix, dropped it on there like a flying pigeon was passing by.
I cannot believe you took white out in a black crayon and made pigeon poop.
Yep.
Dude, how long have we been doing this show?
You've been doing it 7 years.
That is a first. I have never in my life heard such a thing before. I am amazed.
Why, thank you. I'm going to bottle it and sell it to Pep Boys.
You should. You should market it, at least through eBay.
Motormouth! So you wear the belt literally like on the bone of your hip.
I got to ask, do you do this in front of a mirror and like practice whipping it out?
Well, no, Jerry. As a matter of fact, I can do it without a mirror. I don't need to see what I'm doing because that's the beauty of the whole thing. You see, when you're that proficient, you don't have to see. Yeah, right. Clint Eastwood is in the back somewhere. Yeah,
he's on the floor.
Yes, he is. Chris, answer the phone, please. We have a phone call.
You're on the floor.
Motormouth.
There goes Frank. Oh, here we go. Burn out from Frank. That was a burnout from Frank, our fearless president of Century Cruises.
So he's setting the example. I love it.
Wow.
I'm looking at two big rubber marks with pools of molted rubber behind it. Where else do you get burnout coverage other than Fossman Field?
Except the local high school. There's plenty of burnouts. Help yourself.
Motormouth!
Certainly one of my favorites is still the Colonel Sanders penalty.
Oh, I'm afraid to ask.
Where you come in. And we take you out of the car, we pour Karo syrup all over you, and then we hit you with an open down pillow.
Whoa.
So it covers you with feathers.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites. We do...
Boy, does DICE safety equipment pick up, do they clean those suits after they've been fed?
Nomex is washable, yeah.
Okay.
Nomex is washable.
Yeah, it's
great. We learned after the first couple of times, we learned that you've got to actually put some duct tape over the guy's visor or else he won't be able to see, for the rest of the race. So
load him out!
Once I get some of these guys, they call up and go, I got this Pontiac, it stalls on Tuesdays, and what's wrong with it? I'm like, okay, what have you checked? Nothing. Okay.
Please fix it for me.
Do you have a scan tool that works on this? No, I don't. Okay, you know what? What color is it? What? What color is it?
Yeah.
Blue. Okay, that one needs an ignition module. If you would have said red, it would have been a fuel pump.
Motormouth!
I don't know if you guys remember it in the book, but the 71 AMC Javelin AMX.
The picture with the wheel laid off was the best picture in the book.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the wheel ripped off the car.
Mm-hmm.
Left the guy who was driving at that time at an intersection with no right rear wheel on.
Incredible.
Just sheared the whole drum and everything off. And you saw it in the book. We took a picture. You know, we had it towed back eventually and repaired before we returned it. But we told the readers what happened.
That
was one of the problems of American Motors at the time was quality control.
Mm-hmm.
And when we told the readers what had happened to the car... Of course, I'm sure they liked it because they were being told the truth.
Right.
But the president of American Motors didn't care for it. And the day the magazine came out, he called our office quite irate.
Really?
And I think back to that day and that phone call, and here was the guy, the head of a major corporation at the time, American Motors, and he takes the time to call call a writer at a magazine because he didn't like the article that was published.
Yeah, newsstand
Instead
magazine.
Instead of tending to his own business
right.
and tackling the quality control issues.
Yeah,
good point.
Or the dealer problems or whatever. And, of course, eventually American Motors went under.
Motor mouth!
And, God, if I couldn't even get it to 13s with a 327, how the hell you got the thing into the 10s?
You don't know. You just go out there and you do it. You start out, you know, you buy the vehicle. You know, you do this, you do that, you go this, and you just keep working on it and working on it and working on it and get it. It goes faster and faster, and you add this and you add that, and you take this out and you put this. You spend more, you do this, and finally till it's... You know, till you're at an end, then you go to the next level.
I love a guy who never tells you what he does.
I was going to say, I'm ready to move this down. Vote him out!
We had the Chevy 283 with a 671 blower on the thing, on
wow.
gasoline.
Oh, my gosh.
At the time. And so we went there. The Pacers were there.
Right. George Snizek,
remembers
good friend
it.
Of ours, sure.
And Angelo Giannini.
Oh.
The race went in, pretty good, and on the final run, I had to run Angelo. For the money. The strip itself had a pole, light pole on the end of it.
Oh.
And you always had to remember, turn right at the pole.
Okay.
You know, otherwise, you go straight, you'll hit it. You know? So we did that. Angelo was in the right lane, I was in the left. And I didn't see him. So I figured I better not cross, turn right, because I might hit him. So I turned left, and that was the mistake. The parking lot was gravel, and that's where I went through. And I had the parachute out with little or no effect. Car went every way but straight.
Wow.
And I stopped just at the where they had some concrete fencing there. And, you know, wiped my brow and got out of the car.
Well, thank God you weren't hurt.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And won
$100. All right.
Oh, you got the money.
Big money, yeah. Ah,
nice.
I still have the score sheet from that race.
Oh, good.
Load him out.
Look at the boot, the wheel, everything. Swore off back at the Home Central Square Deal Chop Shop on the Utrecht Avenue down there. You know, you go down under the L and... So who's going to look twice? Ah, yeah, hey, Joey's doing work again at the house. Yeah, I guess so. Close the window. Turn on the exit. Turn up Wheel of Fortune, Marge. I can't hear it.
All right.
You want the macaroni now or later? What do you always ask me those questions for?
What the hell was that?
It was just a little slice.
Incredibly accurate.
It was a little slice of living in the borough. What you hear through the tenements, out the water tower, bounce off the water tower, off the fire escape. Hot summer night. Oh, man, you get some gossip.
Vote him out.
Hey, who was right?
That was your first guess.
Who diagnosed
well, you know,
it?
That's the thing. I got to say.
Who the man?
Look at him getting all urban. Pull your pants lower. So pull the butterfly out, though. You know, when you have the same diagnosis for virtually every problem that someone calls with, you're going to be right sooner or later.
change the throttle position sensor.
Like, right, like Joe's buddy, right. You're going to be right once in a while. It's just the law of averages.
Woo!
Yeah.
Vote him out.
One of the things I do at Halloween, I do a lot of haunted houses, and I tell people that run the haunted houses, I says, you know, if you're a car enthusiast, you're a Munster enthusiast.
Yeah.
Because
oh, yeah.
We were the first TV show to have cool cars.
Right.
And we had cool music.
Definitely.
Sure
did.
And we had a couple of really good looking babes.
Yes, absolutely.
I had no idea what to do with them.
You wanted to call
my little tight velvet shorts.
How do you beat that?
Vote him out.
I came back from Disney down in Florida in 1985. When we came back, I had bought a hat that looked like Goofy. The hat, when you put it on, the two front teeth were there,
yeah.
The shading and the eyes, you
yes.
know, looked just like Goofy. Well, I came bouncing up the stairs, jumped in front of the counter. Joe looks up and says, right guy, right hat.
Nice.
Vote him out.
Oh, I wish I'd raise it.
Show me how to change. Show me how to change. My lips are closed. And my heart is on. And even shed. My mission. Close.
one solid gold 1956.
Nice.
There you go.
Hey, that's pretty cool. I was a little weepy there.
Motor mouth.
Today when my wife came home and shook me awake and said, "There's something wrong with my car." I said,
"Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Can I have that questionably accurate portrayal of your wife?"
I was trying to take a nap, and my wife came home and shook me awake and said, "Dear, there's something wrong with my car. You have to come look at it
now."
So I
like the stevedore version. There's something wrong with my car.
I know. So I said, "Oh God, what is it now?"
Motor mouth.
They had a setup on the LIE, the unused, the unopened portion of the Long Island Expressway at that time, just in Ronkonkoma, and they had some Jersey dividers. Some Jersey barriers, and they would put a helmet on me, wire me up with accelerometers and all kinds of gadgets, and had meters and testers and whatever. And they would tell me, okay, at certain amount of speed, at this angle, they put a line to the Jersey divider. You had to drive the car into the Jersey.
Oh, barrier. You were a test dummy.
I was funny. The original crash test on.
Oh my God! Motor mouth.
And we have our Don Consigliere of the motorcycle world, Gerard from Rolling Thunder Cycles in scenic downtown Hempstead, with us in the studio. Thank you, Gerard.
Well, thank you for inviting me. You know,
always a pleasure.
Yes, thank you for being here with us on Motormouth Radio. You always make the show that much better.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, I'd like to interject something. That's like Ray, you want to say at the beginning of the show is that you guys have really brought this up to a whole new level. You know, if you review what I have done, because unfortunately I don't always get to listen to the show live, so a lot of times I go to motormouthradio.com and I listen to the last show or past shows, and that's like, and anybody can do that at motormouthradio.com. You just click on listen to our old shows. You know,
how much do we pay him per plug?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, you have had on George Barris. As a matter of fact, he's a regular. Every time he's in New York, he comes and visits you guys. All right, so that's one thing. The King of Custom, you know, Kevin McKay, Corbett
right.
Repair, right?
That's
top,
right.
Top of that stuff, and do repair work. You know, you had a complete show on Cooley's anemia, which I found to be completely
right. That was
interesting.
Long Island drag racing.
Yes, and all have to, and how that ties into cars, and you know, the whole car community.
Right.
Lou from American Racing Headers was on. He
yes.
builds his own headers. He
yes.
tests them on dynos and stuff, you know.
Right.
Bobby Brown.
Right.
Chevrolet guy.
Fantastic.
Was racing with the best of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what was the thought process that went through your heads when you asked me to come on the show?
Well, you know, when you say we bring it up to a new level, where we are, we can only go up.
Motormouth.
Quiet, Dosenas. We're on Motormouth Radio, so let's get it going. We got a lot of stories to tell you, so get yourself in the groove, because we're going to talk about four wheels and things like that, and it's very enjoyable to be on Motormouth Radio, because you can be on one tone and another tone. So don't forget, Motormouth Radio.
Motormouth.
Listen, you're probably going to ask this a million times, and you know, you always hear everybody with their opinion. You got an old car
just kidding. I know what you're gonna say.
And I always say, what could new fluid, I mean, is it really, I mean, no, you know, yeah, whatever's holding all the junk inside that's holding the tranny together is gonna fall out.
You ever hear of the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot?
Yeah, that's,
this
that's,
is such urban legend, I swear.
Yeah, I'm 51 years old. I think I've been hearing that myth since I was 17.
I don't know where it started, but it probably started like an accountant started it because he had a problem with his old Slim Jim, but it doesn't make any sense. I mean, fluid doesn't hold metal components together.
Motormouth!
Yeah, hi. I called last week. We were talking about replacing brake lines.
Yes, Bill. How are you?
Okay, well, there's a little more to the story. I'd like to go into what's known as the Motormouth Radio Jinx.
Motormouth.
The most recent nice car that or classic car that I had was had a 62 Plymouth Valiant convertible.
Wow.
With a push button automatic.
Yeah, sure.
Slant Whoa. Six.
Nice.
Yeah, loved wow. it. It was a powder blue.
Whoa. So what happened to the Valiant?
Did I just sold? I sold that actually maybe a year or 6 months after I got elected to the assembly, and it was because I really couldn't afford to keep it anymore. People make fun of us what we being politicians and everything, but it doesn't doesn't pay as well as some of the other jobs that I had.
Vote him out!
Back in the day, you could talk to guys. Mario Andretti happened to drive a car for Commander, I think, one or two times out in California. I got to know him a bit, and very open. Mario is my hero. I love him. Him and Gurney are both my heroes. It was very easy to talk to these people in those days.
Vote him out!
Around 1967, springtime, he just didn't show up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I was there at the right time.
Can you give us a little bit of that, a little bit of the announcing stuff now?
Attention in the pits and other parts of your body. Welcome to Dover Drag Strip, the fast track in the east. Gentlemen, attention in the pits. Down staging lane 1, A stock, lane 2, B stock, lane 3, C stock, lane 4, D stock, lane 5, E stock. Welcome to Dover. Eliminations will start at 2 o'clock. Dino with you on a Sunday afternoon. Sundays will never be the same.
And I don't think this show will ever be the same.
Vote him out!
David, has anybody ever, like, I know they test us constantly. Once they find out who we are and what we do, you know, they'll always give you that question. Does that happen to you often now that you're running the show?
Well, you know, the questions I get end up usually being about the magazine or the structure. I'm a powertrain guy, so my knowledge is about anything in the drivetrain. And then the vehicle is, you know, something I usually fall in love with cars that have great powertrains to start out with. So I'm happy to talk, and I talk a lot. So they're usually, they wish they hadn't asked me a question.
Yeah.
Happy they did ask that.
Nice technique. That works for us, too.
Exactly. You just wear them out.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is there's more of them than you. That's the problem.
That's my favorite part, though, is talking to people about their cars, what they're working on. You know, what questions they have. And then I've always found that the correct answer to any question is one of two things. It depends.
Right.
Or it's all about balance. You know, it's never really one thing, you know.
Vote him out!
But Joe's tool works.
It sure does work.
It sure does.
You got to see it.
You can clip that thing anywhere.
You got to see that thing.
Oh, my God. You can just hold it right up to the car. And holy smokes. That's just working.
That's true.
That is true. All he has to do is lean on it. That's it.
Well.
And he'll just... Plop data. A lot of data gets plopped.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the phones. Go to the fun. Now you're on with the motor mounts.
Plop.
Yeah.
I like it when people talk about my tool in such in such glowing terms, but then plop. I don't know. I mean, that's a glowing review.
Vote him out.
About a week ago, I was sitting home having dinner, my wife, my daughter, myself, and my daughter's like, oh, Dad, she goes, I'm just going to wash your hands. I'm like, I did. I was like, four times. I was like, this will take a few days to come off. I'm like, I got to lose some skin, you know.
Vote him out.
Yeah, how are you today? I hear you are speaking about German cars. This is my man Hans there.
Yeah, Hans, it's me.
We are speaking about something very perverse and evocative. I like it.
Yeah, did you ever get that sunroof? Did you kiss that sunroof? Had to close?
Yeah, well, after I did it for this 29.7 seconds, each interval, it was very good. I had such an experience, I had to sunbathe for a while.
Vote him out!
Mr. Mark Warman! Mark, wow. How are you?
Hey, Mark.
Well, that's quite an intro. Thank you very much. I'm doing good. I love that song.
I take all of my cues from watching you on TV.
Vote him out.
They got to work into the labor rate, the getting down and getting back up time.
Right,
because you can kneel down fast, but getting back up, it takes a few extra seconds.
You got to set up the crane and stuff. Yeah.
What crane?
Yeah.
I don't need a crane.
For my fat little you-know-what.
Yeah. I see. I want
to stick on to that.
I want to come around with a line of either pants or knee pads for car guys that have springs in them, so like you can just like boink,
that's a good idea.
Pop you back up, you know?
Load them out.
And something else that people recognize instantly whenever they hear it, be it live or be it on any of the podcast or rebroadcast of this show, is the Motor Mouth Radio. What the hell do you do at the bottom of the room?
What's the honor group of the hour?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Motor Mouth Radio. What the hell do you do at the bottom of the hour?
Let me take another memory pill. Hang on.
What do you got for us?
The look on your face was priceless. Like, where's he going with this?
That's why you have a co-host who knows what you're thinking.
Vote him out.
Yeah. Things like that.
And Tom, you know, occupational hazards in this show go hand in hand. So you're in with good company.
Well, thank you. I understand that joke, and I don't really appreciate it. But that's besides the point. I'm trying to save you guys for a few minutes here, okay? I think I'm a lifesaver. You may think I'm a hazard. Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
Hazard, it's okay. You're a hazard.
But anyway.
Vote him out.
And, you know, I was using Falcon tires for a while. I had four Falcon tires on my car.
I know. Yeah. You scare me every time you say that.
I love those Falcon tires. I really do.
I know you do. And, I will never say that just because I will not. I'm not. Because I'll get cold.
Vote him out.
You know what I got turned on to?
You're different because you glow in the dark, so it's all good.
Well, listen, and you can come over with your meter and test me, so it's okay. the thing I got turned
on. He doesn't need a refrigerator light at night anymore.
No.
Just open up the refrigerator. He just glows.
Or a bathroom.
He's like those fish that are deep in the sea. They just kind of had their own illumination. Yeah.
Vote him out.
Hey, I like this guy. Once I can get used to listening to you, figuring out what he's saying. You know, and he said the same thing first time we spoke on the phone. He goes,
I was going to say, he's probably figuring out what we're saying.
Hey, Ray, once I can figure out what the hell you're saying.
You have to speed my video up so you can understand me. I have to slow yours down.
Yeah. Exactly.
Love it.
But you know what? The beauty of it is, at the end of the day, we're all on the same page.
Vote him out.
When I talk to you guys, especially, because I do radio shows to guys all over the country, they don't often appreciate some of the nuances where Brooklyn and the Bronx creep in to the dialogue. But the stories are the stories. I tell them like they were. It's like they become longer stories because I tell it the way it was. But essentially, this was really my life. This is what I do. I hope I can continue doing this for a while because I really enjoy it.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Word of Mouth Radio, 90.3 FM, WHBC.
Word of Mouth!
And there it was. Thank you, Mr. George Barris, and thank you, everyone, on this compilation. Thank you, Chris, for the hard work and dedication. Someday they'll name a candle after you somewhere. I don't know.
I'm breaking out in a sweat here. That was quite an ordeal. And yeah, we finished it up with Marty Shore.
Just last week.
And he really encapsulated everything that we have done in the last 20 years, where it's the stories and it's the people that make this show what it is, what it was the last 20 years, and what it will continue to be. And that's what we can only hope for, is that we can keep that candle that I'm named after, keep it lit, and keep it glowing.
Well, I'll keep lighting the bottom of it. Don't worry about that. I'll keep throwing a flint flame underneath you to keep you lit.
Right. I'm going to need a flame. The longer I go on, I'm going to need a bigger and bigger flame lit under me.
Exactly. So this was a lot of fun. Next week, we will play that Gun Talk segment. Do you have that separately isolated, like you have them all individual?
Yeah, I do have an individual. It's not really in front of me right now.
No, I know. Send it to me, and then this way I can have it ready for next week. So, sure.
So the infamous Gun Talk piece, which was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I you were very bubbly during the Gun Talk.
Well, it was
segment.
A subject that I'm I work with. I'm part of, and I like a lot. So it was you got my attention.
So there you have it. The 20-year montage, and I was going to say have your tapes rolling, but anyone can easily listen to it again on motormouthradio.com.
That's right, or on Spreaker and Spotify, and you can go to also iHeartRadio. It'll be up. It'll be on Performance Motorsports Network. It'll be contact us, motormouthradio.com. Our email address is up there. We'll send you a copy of it. You know, we can digitally send it, so we can do that too.
Sure.
But for now, Kim is coming in with Thunder Road, Best of Springsteen in the Band. So we do have to vacate for this first show of the year. And we'll freshen up and come back next week and do it all over again. You can bet it's going to be some... I don't know what to expect, because I didn't know what to expect all those 20 years. So I don't know what to expect now, but that's the beauty of it. You know, we'll open a door to influenza. You never know.
Well, just expect me to say,
Don't follow us home.
Thank you. All right, so for Chris Switzer, Ray Guarino, signing off Motormouth Radio, the first show of the year. We'll be back next week. Keep it where you got it. Not now, you listen to Kim, and we'll see you then. Chris, talk to you.
See you, bye.
All right. I'm on Motormouth Radio, 90.3 WHPC. See ya.